Listening to, like I said, Thoughts, Sounds, and Creative Miscellany. I have not been podcasting in the last couple of weeks. Mostly just due to being involved in some other things. It is the time of year where I'm doing a lot of work outdoors, do a lot of gardening, and I also am a caretaker of a vineyard, and there's a lot of demanding work there as well. So I just really haven't had a whole lot of energy in the evenings. But today, even though it was a pretty excruciating day as far as the work goes, I took a nice warm shower when I got home, had dinner with my family, rested for a while, and I'm feeling refreshed, so I decided to once again do a podcast. I'm going to try and do these more regularly, and I want to start exploring some other things that I have interest in. I won't go into it too much in this episode, but I've been thinking a lot about permaculture in relation to my gardening and just sort of my general approach to taking care of plants and the land and my family as well. And the principles of permaculture can be applied across the whole spectrum of our lives and how we relate to not just the earth, but also one another. And I hope to start exploring some of those things. There's a great website called permies.com, permies.com, and there's a little community there where there's lots of people who post about projects they're doing, and it's really inspiring to see the work that other people are doing and the great ideas that many others have. The site was started by a gentleman named Paul Wheaton, who is a pretty avid permaculture enthusiast. So I just want to give a little shout out to him and thank him for his work. I hope to one day meet him. He does workshops at a little place he has out in Montana, I believe. So anyways, I won't discuss that too in depth today. But that's one thing that is on my mind, especially this time of year, as things are growing and getting very green and lush, and it's nice to see things coming back to life after the long, cold winter where I live. Another theme that I want to start exploring is connected to what I've been very focused on, which is orthodoxy, and I want to learn more about becoming a catechumen. I am interested in converting to Eastern Orthodoxy, and there are several things that hold me back sometimes, some personal things, some struggles and habits that I have that I am getting better at pushing aside and pushing out of my life by the grace of God. And I know that is kind of part of the process, and it is a demanding way of life, and it is something that would all do us some good, I believe, if we would give it a chance. You know, there are lots of people who probably have an unfavorable view of Christianity in general, and part of my mission is to help help change some of those ideas that people might have about what Christianity is. A lot of what we experience in America in particular is kind of a more modernist approach through the various Protestant churches. I know that's the backgrounds that I came from. I have discussed that a couple of times in the past, and maybe you can revisit that again in an episode soon. Talk about the path that I have come on through the years, and just kind of give a little update, I suppose, on my testimony, I guess you might call it. So once again, this is, like I said, Thought Sounds and Creative Miscellany. You can find this podcast on all the major podcasting platforms. Just look up, like I said, LKISAID. And you can also visit my website, cuppa.love, cuppa.love. I haven't updated much there in a little while, but I have archives of podcasts there as well, and some writings and artwork and other things there. So as I typically do, I want to read the daily scripture readings from the Orthodox Church in America website, and the link can be found in the description to this podcast to those readings if you would like to follow along or read them again later. And before I read, I will go ahead and start off with a prayer. Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind, with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living. Both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee, for thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God. And unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thy Father, who is from everlasting, and thine all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. The first reading today is from Acts chapter 15, verses 5 through 34. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up, saying, It is necessary to circumcise them, and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Now the disciples and elders came together to consider this matter. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved in the same manner as they. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. And after they had become silent, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And with this the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, After this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. Known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men on their own company to Antioch, with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter by them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying, You must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. So when they were sent off, they came to Antioch. And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. When they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Now Judas and Silas, themselves being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. And after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. However, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. Also from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 17 through 28. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy, catholic, and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come.